Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, The Fact Organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. This begins a very holy season for us all, and we have two esteemed guests joining us today, our consummate volunteer nominee, who will introduce the Reverend to our audience.
Hi, everyone. This is nominee, and I'd like to present a very wonderful addition to our community. This is the Reverend Dr. Myron F. McCoy. He's the senior pastor of the Chicago Temple, First United Methodist Church, and he's going to tell us all about the meaning of Thanksgiving.
Welcome to the program, Reverend.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Let's start off with you telling us about your background.
My background, I grew up in New Jersey, born in Maryland. You would never guess by looking at me that I finished high school in the state of Vermont.
Okay.
Did my schooling in Ohio Wesleyan University, and then later years at Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary and United Seminary in then Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been in the ministry for a number of years. Can you tell us about that journey?
The journey, it's been an interesting one. I've served a number of churches, several here in the two others here in the Chicago area, South Shore United Methodist Church on Jeffrey Boulevard, St. Mark United Methodist Church in the Chatham community of the city. And for 11 years, I moved out of the city and served as president of one of our theological seminaries in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also served as a district superintendent.
Yes.
Of the Northern Illinois Conference.
Right. Working at that time with some 74 different churches, different races, mixture of people, and the city and some in the suburbs. So it's been an interesting time.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your personal life. I understand you're married with children.
I'm married. I have three grown sons and one grandson. So I'm waiting for the girl to come.
Okay. Well, sure. We'll bring you back on so you can tell us about the new birth when it happens.
All right.
And we've asked you to come on today because this is a very important topic, Thanksgiving. Especially, it seems like each year the climate in our country really demands that we pull together with unity. And this year is extremely important. So can you tell us what happens each year at the Chicago Temple?
Well, each year, for a while, the Council of Religious Leaders of Metropolitan Chicago have been hosting an interfaith Thanksgiving service there at the church. As a church, we normally have a 12 noon service on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so we give up our service that day for the Council of Religious Leaders. Being in the heart of the downtown with the idea that people could conceivably come from all over the city and through the utilization of public transportation get there to the service.
Okay, now tell us where it's located.
The church is located at 77 West Washington Street, which is right across from Daley Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been on that corner since 1839.
Okay. Now, before we talk about this year's service and what happened in the last couple years, can you tell us more about the history of your church and what you do on a regular basis?
All right. The church itself is the oldest faith community in the city of Chicago, established in 1831. We were first located probably where the merchandise march is located, in a log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was moved to its present place. And so the church, we actually got started before the city of Chicago got started.
Mm-hmm.
And little known facts, the church, its early founders started Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary, started Northwestern University, and a number of a child serving agency. We call it Child Serve today. And members also started Methodist homes for retirement community for folks.
Okay. Now, tell us about the building itself, because you have a chapel in the sky that's very unique.
The chapel in the sky is believed to be the highest worshiping site for worshipers from ground floor to the top, and that's located at the in the steeple of the church building.
Mm-hmm.
The building itself was put up in 1922, and at the time of the construction of the building, it was the tallest building in Chicago.
Okay. Now, are the offices strictly for the United Methodist Church, or do you service other businesses?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. If you were to see the outside of the building, you may not even know that it was a church, because outside there's a bank outside, a coin shop outside. The main sanctuary is on the first floor. And the church itself, we probably occupy most of the first four floors. And in our lower level, we also host a theater.
Oh, wow.
The Silk Road Rising Theater, which is a theater whose focus is more in terms of, I would say, Asian, Arab, looking at issues with the idea being that we're trying to get the city to grapple with the mixture of populations of people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
The congregation itself is a wonderful mix of the breadth of Chicago in terms of races and in terms of ages, and they come from all over the city.
Okay, and it's also an open and accepting church as
it's
well.
It's an open, accepting congregation. And to get back to your question, a lot of legal offices are in our building with within close proximity to the courthouse. You'll have counselors, I would say, just a host of other different entities that are in the building, including our denominational, our judicatory body is housed in the building there.
Okay. So then the chapel in the sky is about how many stories up?
We don't put, I would say about 29, 30, you know, in terms of actual height.
Okay. And if you could take a moment and share with us some of the ministries that you provide for the city.
Some of the ministries, there are a lot of self-help groups that Al-Anon, Alcoholics Anonymous during the week.
Sure.
People who have overeating, sexual problems, support groups during the week. The church itself, we're actively involved in a lot of social justice ministries. We have a homeless ministry in which we feed and through collaborative efforts with DePaul University provide assistance for legal assistance for persons as well as medical assistance for many of the homeless persons. And we feed persons once a week on Saturday mornings at the Grace Place Episcopal Church.
Okay.
Which is closer to the Pacific Gardens where many people are.
Right.
Located.
And you uniquely bring in some businesses in the downtown area to donate for the food that's offered on Saturdays as well.
Absolutely. A lot of, I hesitate to mention because I wouldn't.
Their
I
names,
wouldn't
want to miss right. But the Alpahan and the. All.
Everybody you can. Panera, Trader Joe's.
Right.
And, yeah. Just a host of collaborative partners who help us to provide a hot meal.
Yeah, that's great.
To our guests on Saturday mornings.
Okay. Now let's talk about the service that is coming up tomorrow on Wednesday.
The service itself is primarily an opportunity for the I won't say the entire, but much of the faith communities of the city of Chicago, from Roman Catholics to Hindus, Jainism, Zoroastrianism, Shinto, Orthodox Christians, as well as Protestants. We all gather. Persons share prayers from their different traditions, but the idea being that we want to be respectful of each other's traditions and recognize that even in the midst of our differences, we believe we all serve a Creator.
That's
and
right.
We're thankful for it.
Right. And I know that Ms. Nominee has several questions that she'd like to ask as well.
I do. Well, first I'd like to just give a little briefing of the meaning of Thanksgiving. I have a source here that says, for many of us, Thanksgiving usually includes feasting or football games, floats. And sometimes it serves as a forerunner to Christmas festivities. I know for my family, we would gather for turkey and dressing and sweet potato pie, but before there would be football on the television. So we had to enjoy that beforehand. But it's always been a time to express gratitude and to give thanks to God. If no one does it throughout the year, we will always gather in a circle and express what we're thankful from that day and before. What are some of the traditions that your family has on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, certainly gathering around the table. I think, I was just talking last Sunday, it is more people travel during the Thanksgiving 4-day weekend than any other time. In fact, they're projecting here in the Chicago area and across the country, more people will travel this year than ever before, in terms of going home, a sense of home, wherever that might be, or getting those dishes that they remember that remind them of home. Certainly within my family, the idea of giving thanks for another year of life, giving thanks for health, and even for thanks for strength to endure the battles and the journeys that we are living.
Well, give us a biblical perspective of Thanksgiving, sir, that you could share with our audience.
Well, I think in terms of, for us as Christians, we can certainly look to the Psalms, oh, give thanks that the Lord is good. And so it's a reminder to us that we are blessed beyond measure when we think about our circumstances. We can see how far God has brought us and delivered us. And for others and the Christians, it is a way of, I think, of the lepers, the one leper who returned to offer thanks. So it's pausing to respond to God's generosity in our lives and for our well-being. Probably this year more so than ever in as we think about our country, thanks for our freedoms. Thanks that we can have free elections, a change of leadership in an orderly fashion, although many of us may not agree with what we have chosen for ourselves, but the idea being that we are one nation and we seek to live in an orderly fashion and give thanks to God for the freedoms that we do possess in terms of being able to go out and vote.
That's good.
Even though many of us may have not exercised that responsibility.
Right. I like to think that a lot of folks are giving thanks for the Cubs winning the World Series.
That would definitely be true.
Yeah.
It was a very long time.
Yes.
Just a century in the making, right?
That's right. Just a century in the making.
Well, sir, you know, Chicago is a very diverse city, and the work that you do specifically with your church as well as with the council and bringing together all these faith communities on Thanksgiving Day is a blessing in itself.
Yes.
Can you tell us the need, or expand, I should say, about the need for us to work more in collaboration with each other?
Well, I think the only way that we can move ahead as people is to find ways to work together. If there's anything that this recent election identified, is that we are more divided than ever before. And so it is important that we as all people cross the boundaries that we are comfortable with, talk to people, learn from each other, walk in one another's shoes, share our journeys and obstacles. We assume people know, but they don't know. As we look at what happened in this country, where folks were polarized, red states and blue states, and states that changed over this last year. We have to figure a way in urban centers to get in touch with folks who are in small towns and rural areas and vice versa. We all have our different human concerns, and we need to hear and listen from each other. And it's going to take all of us coming together to discover answers. The answers are here.
Yes.
But it's going to happen with us turning to each other rather than on each other, as Reverend Willie Taplin Barrow used to say.
And working in collaborations.
Absolutely.
And cooperating more, I would say.
About how many people will be in attendance, or last year? Or how many do you guys estimate for Thursday?
Well, this is on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, okay.
Interfaith Thanksgiving service. We have our own Thanksgiving service on Thanksgiving Day itself at 11 a.m.
Okay.
But the interfaith service is at 12 noon on Wednesday. And maybe a couple hundred, but it needs more.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about coming together as a city, I've focused a lot on the national problem, but we have some problems here in the city of Chicago in terms of coming together and laying aside our differences and moving forward as people. When you look at the lack of jobs, the issues with police and citizens, it's going to take us all to figure this out.
Okay. That's right. I really agree with that. Will you tell us about the calendar that you brought in with you?
Oh, this was under the direction of Sister Fraser over here. I just brought a copy of the Council of Religious Leaders of Metropolitan Chicago's calendar, where it is a helpful guide in terms of helping us to remember that the city, the metropolitan area, consists of more than just me and my little faith community, but there is a broad spectrum of people. Some worship as I do, others worship in other ways. And so it's an excellent opportunity to learn some of those other ways, so that we can be more respectful. We might honor their traditions. We might be aware of their high and holy days. And together, we might move forward as a fully functioning metro area, because that will only happen when we see ourselves on one page.
Now, these calendars will be available at the service on Wednesday.
They are at the available at the service at the close of the service. Persons may purchase them at the in the narthex of the sanctuary.
Now, take just one more minute and tell us, what will we experience in the service itself? Are there readings? Are there chants? Is there a sermon?
There are readings and chants. Not a sermon per se, because we're seeking to address the wide breadth of persons who are there, but certainly prayers of thanksgiving and the different traditions. There is some singing, some music. In fact, one of our guest musicians, which will be there this time, is a native Native American Indian who will be sharing music, and I believe through flute and his tradition.
Okay. And let's please share the name and address so we can make sure everyone is there tomorrow.
The address is 77 West Washington Street in Chicago.
At the Chicago Temple.
At the Chicago Temple, right across from the Daly Center. And unfortunately, this year, everyone will have to enter on Clark Street. We have been involved in major construction in the building, and it requires us with new fire laws to take out our revolving doors and to...
That face the Daly Center right on Washington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So come around on Clark.
Okay. But it's still in the corner
still
of Clark.
Still on the corner. Clark and Washington.
Yes.
Clark and Washington.
Okay.
12 noon tomorrow.
Okay.
Come early to get a seat. And by the way, our sanctuary is open 7 to 9 p.m. every day for persons of all faith traditions to come in and pray.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then we also want to announce that the following day on Thanksgiving.
The following day on Thanksgiving. We will have a traditional Christian service at 11 o'clock that is followed by a luncheon that is open to any and all.
And I'd like to announce that also on Thanksgiving Day at 11 o'clock a.m. at Rockefeller Chapel at 5840 South Woodlawn in Hyde Park, there will be an interfaith Thanksgiving service as well, and a Chicago Children Choir, which was actually formed in Hyde Park for the purpose of the Thanksgiving service and has grown into a renowned choir, will perform during the service itself. So we invite you, if you can't make it downtown, maybe come to the south side in Hyde Park. And some of the music that you've been enjoying during today's program is from the Chicago Children's Choir.
Ruth, if I can just say, you know, I talked about different faith traditions coming in. Mm-hmm. I think in light of where we are in society, it's important to say that the Jewish and Muslim community will also be present.
Yes, and they will be present at both services. Yes, the one tomorrow on Wednesday at Chicago Temple and also the one in Hyde Park. And if we'd like to say the Council of Religious Leaders of Metropolitan Chicago that puts together this interfaith calendar, the precursor was the National Council of Christians and Jews, which then formed all the other religious denominations and faith communities coming together. So this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to exercise diversity and really experience working together.
It's time that we do it. Come together.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with today, Ms. Nominee?
Just have a great and happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to be grateful.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Dr. McCoy, for coming in today. And please, everyone, come out and partake in these wonderful services. Have a great week, Chicagoland. Bye now.